Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is pianist and composer Todd O'Hammer, a musician whose playing has led him to many foreign venues as well as close to home. And today he's here with me. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Marion. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm curious, where did you get the name Todd? I've never heard that.
Well, I guess the first thing, my mother would want me to tell you that she didn't name me that, so we'll clear that up. It comes from Richard, and it's a nickname that's stuck with me since childhood.
So it's a nickname?
Yes.
It's interesting how you got started playing. You were only five. Do you have family at home who plays?
We all played instruments. My mother's very good classical piano player, and my older sister and older brother were playing piano before I started. So it was just something we all did.
And you just felt like you could do what they were doing?
Yeah, I think it was good to have something to emulate. You know, my mother could play most any tune just in the key of C, pretty much by ear. So I thought that if you heard something, you should be able to figure out the chords and be able to play it and all that stuff. So that's the expectation I grew up with. So I never collected a lot of sheet music and all that stuff. If I wanted to learn a song, I would get a recording of it and listen to it carefully, try to learn it that way.
So you just didn't take lessons? You just learned?
I took some lessons right around then, 5 or 6 years old, for about a year, and then I got lazy and stopped practicing, so the lessons stopped.
And then you stopped?
Yeah, I took up different instruments. I played clarinet for a while and guitar for a while. And then by the time I was about 12 or 13, some of the other kids, we were starting to form groups and try to play jazz and blues, and it was necessary for somebody to play the piano. And I had the most experience, so I went back to there. But, you know, speaking of the early days, I was talking to my brother the other day, and we realized that the first live jazz we ever heard was you. Because we were on Long Island when we were kids, and you used to bring a trio around to the schools. Do you remember coming around to the various?
I did, yes, yeah. For a long time.
I'm sure I heard you when I was in maybe sixth grade or something.
You may have, mm-hmm. because we had this arrangement with the I don't know who, the powers that be, and we had bass and drums, mm-hmm. and we would go to all the different classrooms
yeah.
and talk about jazz, or we'd play something and have them draw what they heard,
right.
things like that. And everybody said, this won't go anywhere, this will just fall apart.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't, it was very successful.
It went on for years, I think, didn't it?
It did go on for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I still meet people, like having just met you, that say, I remember you coming to my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they knew it was jazz or what it was, but...
Well, I remember the teachers were excited. You know, they got out of class and they got to hear some live jazz. So they were talking it up for a while.
Yeah. Well,
but we liked it as kids.
Well, anyway, obviously I taught you everything you know.
It's true. And then some.
But I can keep babbling away. I think it would be good if you'd play a tune.
Okay. I'd like to try something of Tad Dameron's. I made a recording of his music recently, and I think I'll play something from that.
Wonderful. What tune?
Smooth as the Wind.
Oh, that's a great one.
Thank you.
That was such a nice tune. Tad Dameron wrote some beautiful numbers, and that's one of them. I'm curious, you decided to do a whole recording of his tunes.
Mm-hmm. The producer that I record for had requested a theme type of CD instead of the usual where we just play what we would play on a regular gig. You kind of wanted a unifying element, a composer or a tribute to an artist, and I was sort of reticent to do it. And then he suggested Tad Dameron. I said, that I'll do, because he's such a great composer, and you don't really have to play like him. Like, if I was going to do a Monk record, there would always be the temptation to try to play like Monk.
But yeah,
to play
that's true.
Tad's
and
music
is way you can play like yourself.
Right, it's less stylistically tricky in that sense.
That came off so beautifully as a record, because all his tunes are such good melodies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what are we coming up with next?
Shall I play another?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll play something else of Tad's from that recording that I made, a ballad called Dial B for Beauty.
That sounds gorgeous.
Well, I hope so. Thank you.
That's really a lovely tune. Does it have a lyric?
I don't know that it does.
Should have.
I think so.
Now, when you were going to put this album together, did you have to learn any of those tunes, or did you already know them?
Oh, I had to learn both of these that I just played, yeah. I did a little research. I mean, Tad Dameron's written hundreds, I think, of tunes, or in the hundreds, and most of them I had never heard before. So I went out and got recordings of things and listened to them. That last one is from, is it called The Magic Touch? It's with a big band. That was originally played by Joe Wilder on the record.
And you would get a good reading of it from him,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Well, there's more to come with my guest, Todd O'Hammer. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, I was thinking it might be fun to have a go at a duet.
Okay.
What do you think?
Love to.
How about Good Bait?
Excellent choice.
Well, shall we wing it?
Yeah, let's wing it.
You clomp it off.
Okay, I'll clomp. One, two. Thank you.
pretty good for people that just met.
I think so.
I love that tune, and I don't think I've played that for ages. Mm. Well, we're going to do another duet, aren't we?
Yeah, what about If You Could See Me Now?
Oh, I'd love to play that. That's one of Tad's tunes that I really do know.
Okay.
It was really nice.
Mm, yeah, enjoyed that.
I would love to hear one of your tunes.
Okay, I think I'll try one that I wrote a while back. I'm trying to remember it. It's called Ski Ball, and I actually dedicated it to the bass player on the recording, Dennis Irwin, who passed away recently. And
oh, yes,
sorely missed.
I knew Dennis.
Well, he used to name a lot of my tunes for me because he's very quick with words. So then I said, no, this one's called Ski Ball because that was his nickname.
Ski Ball.
Ski Ball was Dennis's nickname, so.
You'll keep Dennis alive with your music.
I hope so. I really do.
It's a lovely tune.
Oh, thank you. It's just a blues with a little in-between part.
I'd like to learn that. Do you have a record?
Yeah, it's on my first for Sharp Nine Records called Hammer Time, of all things.
Oh, yes, I saw that listed somewhere. It's a good tune.
Thank you.
Well, there's more to come with Todd O'Hammer. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. How about another solo from you?
Okay. I think I'll play I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. You know, sometimes some of the musicians, when they show up late for the gig, they will play that tune first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little, it's a little joke.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah. All right, here goes. Thank you.
That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Do you play that with your group?
Sometimes.
Do you find it hard playing solo piano?
Yes and no. Yes, it's nice to have a bass and drums and to mm-hmm. it's a little freer in that sense. But sometimes solo is very easy and very free because you can do whatever you want when you want to.
That's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. But I do miss bass and drums. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm supposed to play something. I thought I might do one of my own tunes. This is one I wrote years ago at the Hickory House. And I remember saying, it would be nice if somebody would write a lyric to this tune. And amazingly, somebody came up from the audience and wrote a really nice lyric. And subsequently, Sarah Vaughan recorded
wow.
it. It's called There'll Be Other Times.
Mm.
So here goes. Thank you.
That sounded great. You mentioned the Hickory House, and that was a long-running, steady engagement for you?
About 10 years.
Wow.
And time off for good behavior.
And when was that?
That was 1952 till the 60s sometime.
That must have been a great time.
Well, it was, although I was very jealous of Barbara Carroll because she was working at the Embers. Remember that, love?
I've heard of it.
And it was a very posh club. And the Hickory House was like a steakhouse with sawdust on the floor. And I thought she had the better room. But it really was a great gig. Mm. And we used to grumble about being there, and then we'd leave and go on the road. And then we'd be saying, oh, we're so sick of this. It'd be nice to get back to the Hickory House. We were never satisfied.
That's the way it is sometimes.
We always wanted the other thing. But it was a good gig. Anyway, there's more to come with my guest, Todd O'Hammer. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland. This is Piano Jazz from NPR. How about another duet?
Okay.
Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
What key?
E flat?
Okay.
Okay.
You start it off and I'll fall in.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know, Gone with the Wind is one of my favorite tunes. Mm. I made a record with Dave Brubeck with that tune. Mm. He did some very fancy finger work with that. So, talk about harmony.
Yeah.
I thought I would like to try an Ornette Coleman tune for you. Lonely Woman, have you heard that?
Yeah, oh, I'd love to hear you play that.
I don't know where it's going to go. We'll see.
Was far out. That was great.
Yeah, it was far out. I didn't know where I was going.
You got there.
Eventually. It's a shame that we have to end because we just have to end.
That's true. All good things.
The show has to be an hour and it's just coming right up. So what can we do? Like a blues or...
Let's. How about Swinging Till the Girls Come Home?
I love that tune, Oscar Pettiford.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You want to clomp it off?
All right. One, two, one, two.
that's fun.
Yes.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Tardo Hammer. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.